No, I'm just asking, I want to understand your question.
Well, to move it south, that's where the lagoon is, and that's where his next exit is.
Well, DOT, I was going to ask you if we thought they'd approve that, because it's not going to have the number of houses, because it's not going to have the feeder street.
No, that's...
That's why I was asking.
That's not going to fly going south. That's why we did not install it there.
I have a motion for DOT to move it south. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I was... Was that the motion? I thought the motion was for the...
No, I was just asking a question.
That doesn't carry out the motion that they asked somebody to help put a sign up there.
There's already a motion.
But no second, it's dead, right?
Oh, is it dead?
No second.
You need to call for a second.
Do I have a second?
I make a motion that for trial purposes, we try the sign this year. And if it's still a problem, then we go back and eliminate it later in the summer or next year. But that's try directing traffic first before we eliminate it.
Do I have a second?
Could you make that motion again, just so I kind of get that clear?
Make a motion that we, that a sign be put up at a crosswalk on this east side of Fourth Fisher, showing where the exits, the camera, the accesses are located.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? All right, thank you. Candy Clark.
Hello. 229 Atlantic Avenue. I know that you are going to be considering... I know you're going to be considering the paid parking issue, and I would first of all like to report back from the beautification committee that the majority of the people on that committee were not in favor of the paid parking. And then I kept thinking about it, and I thought of some ideas, and I just wanted to throw them out for your consideration. And these are rough numbers. I don't really know exactly where we're going with this. But it was my understanding that we were in need of this money for beach renourishment. That the money that was supposed to be coming from putting in parking meters and boxes to stick your money. So let's think of this. I think there are about 1,800 developed lots in Puri Beach. I could be off by 200 this way or that way. John might know.
What was the question?
How many developed lots are there in Puri Beach?
How many developed or undeveloped?
Developed.
I don't know, 2,200 residents is a blame what we have.
Well, but residents, that's full-time residents. We have 2,200 residences.
I believe that's somewhere around there.
Then, in that case, my numbers are extremely conservative, because I was basing this on about 1,800. I think that I understand that it costs about $480,000 every 4 years for the beach renourishment, if we had to do it by ourselves, which we understand and we can do, but just if you want to start socking money away, that would be, I think, a reasonable goal. You know better than I do. But if that's it, that would be $120,000 a year. Now, if you divided that, which I do, by the 1,800 developed lots, that gives you $67 per developed lot per year. That would be required. Okay, now, if you also had paid parking, and one thing that was discussed at our meeting was that there could be a residence pass that you would pay extra money for above and beyond the $5 tax that we pay for our decals. And the passes in other towns are $25, whatever. Let's just say we did it for $20 per car, right? So most properties would have to pay $20 anyway. So the $67 a year minus the $20 leaves you with $47. And for many people who have more than one car, it would mean no, it would be more expensive for the taxpayer to go that way than it would just to pay the $67 a year, which I would write you a check for tonight. Also, I think that there are going to be more expenditures than you imagine. We know that I have to have the meters and boxes and pay for all that and the installation of that. You have to pay the contract with the company. Then we hear that people who live back from where the paid parking might be are upset because people will be coming and parking in their yards, as Tony says. If you have a little vacant area, they will park. Okay. So now we're talking about no parking signs and towing signs, which I think the no parking and towing signs cost about $100 a piece. I don't know how many of them that you would need. Then we're also talking police enforcement to keep people from parking on residents' yards, because the company, the parking company, is not going to deal with that, is my hunch. We would also pay a cost in visual pollution of every street near the beach having more signs, which we thought we were getting rid of. You might also think about this. We already pay in our state taxes for free parking and bad houses at Fort Fisher, which I believe is part of our 8/10 of a square mile. It's down there. We've already paid for that. Why don't we just forget the paid parking and start advertising, include in our advertising, try to get it into the Island Gazette, let people know that it's down there, it's free parking, you can go there and have go to bathrooms and showers and so forth. A lot of times there's empty spaces galore down there. So that was just some thoughts that I had that I was running through for you to think about. I'm sure you'll get a lot more.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Board of Adjustment. Gail, are you here?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Would you like to come up toward the front so we can
sure.
at least see you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And this is Gail Carreri.
Carreri.
And you will be an alternate on the Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
Okay. And we have your form here that you fill out. And it's pretty comprehensive, I think. Now, does anybody on the board have any questions of Gail?
So, Gail, just one question. Board of Adjustments, you stated in here, you understand what they do, right? So, what's your opinion about variances on them? Or what do you think the town's past history is for variances on town ordinances regarding buildings?
I don't know a lot about the town's history. I did go on the website because I wanted to look at meeting minutes from past Board of Adjustment meetings. I couldn't really gather a lot from that, and actually the last minutes were from 2010, I think, February of 2010, so I have to be honest, I don't know what's been going on lately, but I'm eager to learn.
Okay. But what's your personal opinion about variances to ordinances in general in a small town?
Honestly, I think they should probably be given very conservatively, maybe not. But it really just depends.
Take every situation as it arises, weigh the
best interest of the town,
and that has to trump everything. So. Anybody else have any questions? Yeah. The Board of Adjustment is a quasi-judicial board. And they have a set of rules that you go by. Mm-hmm. And you know you can't vary from those. And, giving them a pass on some of the stuff that they want to do is going to be kind of hard. So, I guess we need to vote.
Shouldn't the Board of Adjustment have approved
Nancy?
No, sir, not by your committee policy. It comes to council.
Okay.
So not by your committee policy. Right. Council does include
it. Board of Adjustment, you're all of them now.
Board of Adjustment.
No, adjustment and PNZ.
And Planning
and
PNZ.
So when you're making, when you're sitting there, one last question then I'll show you. When you're sitting there talking about an adjustment to an ordinance or considering an adjustment, like I think the mayor said, there are specific rules and guidelines, right? Mm-hmm. If it's going to be very unpopular, right, someone wants to encroach on the town's right of way and they come to the Board of Adjustment, right? And there's some strong-willed people in the town that could come up. And then, how are you going to handle that?
I'm used to strong-willed people. I'm an attorney for the Department of Social Services. I'm in court 3 or 4 days a week. I argue all the time. It doesn't faze me one bit.
Okay. And then we'll put some
questions. You have several committees, a lot of committees. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose Board of Adjustment?
I wanted to get involved with the town for a long time, and part of the reason, to be honest, was because the Board of Adjustment is one of the few committees that actually has meetings in the evening. Most of the other committees meet in the middle of the day. If you work, you really just can't participate. And the other reason was, this quasi-judicial is kind of in line with what I do for a living. I like reading ordinances. I like reading laws and trying to figure out what the right thing is to do. I get a kick out of that. It's kind of weird, but what I do, so it just seemed like a good fit, and it's a good way for me to get more involved with the town. I've lived here almost 3 years, kind of sitting back and watching things, and not really dipping my feet in the water yet, but it's kind of time. I would like to do that because I consider Cary Beach my home, and I believe it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept Cary for the Board of Adjustment petition.
Second.
I have a motion to accept Gail for the alternate position and a second. Any discussion? Do I have no? Okay. Do we have a vote? All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
Request for $1,050 to purchase sea oats from the town of Carolina Beach plant on the Curium Beach Dunes. Says to be charged with many expenses.
Yeah, we've got about 1,100 foot new dune that we plant put on the beach. I calculated the number of plants that we need 3 foot apart in all directions, and I came up with 5,000 plants. And we went to Carolina Beach, and they offered the plants to us for 20 cents a plant. One threw in a bag of fertilizer and it comes out to $1,050 to put the seals on that dune.
So where's the new dune?
It's on the south end from the riggings about 1,100 foot north across Ocean Dunes.
Okay. And how far does it go past Ocean Dunes?
It doesn't go past Ocean Dunes.
So this is all Ocean Dunes?
Yeah.
This is a new dune they put in after they suffered a lot of sand.
Yeah, from the storm.
Yeah.
We lost our dunes in the storm, and then we
put back a couple of buildings, and you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
John?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever do your survey?
I did do my survey, sir, and that is the only location that we really need COs at this time.
Okay.
All right. And also, I think it's a good time to point out, within the next month is when you want to plant these things.
Right.
Additionally, 20 cents a piece is a pretty good deal. And we want to support Carolina Beach and their efforts in growing these sea oats because they have questioned the viability of it here recently.
And this is coming out of your budget, right?
I do have some money in my budget. And
well, actually, I think what we determined this actually was out of the committee. We
committee budget.
Committee budget.
Well, Arlen, last year when we did the budget, we talked about paying for COs this spring, and
it was included in the committee.
It was, because I thought we talked about the fact that John already had it in his budget, and we were going to keep it there.
No, we actually took it out of his budget and moved it into the committee budget.
So the $5,000 with the committee included the...
Yes.
Did you have a question, Steve?
Well, I'm not too familiar with that area, but is there room for sand fencing also, or is that already up? We're just going to plant COs, and that's it.
We're just going to plant COs.
Well, to put sand fencing in the way it's supposed to be put, there's a couple areas that these stretch.
They put the signs up to keep off. They're all in. Yes.
Okay, good.
Are they keeping off of them? Pretty
much, yes.
All right. What does council want to do?
Make a motion to approve the request?
Well, since it's already budgeted, do we have to vote on it again? I mean, it's already in the budget.
But I think what was determined with the committee expenses that the council would
have to come to us individually.
I have a motion.
Second
motion. Mr. Steve, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Craig Albert, and he is going to talk to us about his alternative energy ordinance.
Craig Galbraith, Chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. We're working on two very important things. One is the examination of either the rezoning or the overlay district for K Avenue into more of a commercial district. But the other thing that we've been working on for about 6 months has been an alternative energy ordinance. And this is an effort really to stay ahead of the curve. You know, as alternative energy systems become less expensive and more attractive given the current rates and so forth, we're going to see more of these things being installed. And there really is a rush throughout the United States actually for the local communities to develop ordinances to start managing this type of process. We don't have anything other than our building codes right now to manage this. For example, as long as we satisfy the building codes, the setback requirements, the height requirements, basically any citizen here in Curie Beach can put a windmill, 35-foot windmill in their backyard. We were concerned about these sort of things, and so we've been working on the idea of putting together an alternative energy ordinance to manage this process. There are several models that are out there that a lot of people are very interested in it. So in terms of putting this together, we examined probably about 50 or 60 different ordinances that have been put in place at various communities throughout the United States. We've looked at a couple of the model ordinances put together by some special interest groups. There also is a law in North Carolina regarding solar systems and the ability of the local communities to establish an ordinance that does restrict solar panel systems on top of roofs, and we're aware of that, and so our ordinance does fit within that particular model. The law, in fact, in North Carolina basically states that if you can see it, you can prohibit it. I think the intent of the law was to say that if you can see it from the front street, you can prohibit it, but actually you could read the law many different ways. Based upon a conversation I had with the council probably about 3 months ago when we were putting this together, the general feeling was that we wanted not to be too restrictive, but allow people to have the opportunity to put solar panels on the roof, even if possibly it could be seen from the front. Again, we didn't want to penalize people who didn't have a southern or an eastern-facing roof front, or roof back in that particular case. Anyway, we did work on this, and what you have before us is the ordinance that we are proposing to council. I should say that we have had a couple hearings on this, not a formal public hearing, but we have had it on the agenda, and there have been several people who have come who actually have solar systems here in Curie Beach. I believe that we had two or three people come to our commission. They've expressed their opinions about the ordinance and, talked about whether it was economically beneficial and the sort of things that were coming around and so forth. I have also talked with some alternative energy suppliers, solar panel suppliers, in terms of some of the technology that's coming down the road and so forth. Probably in about 10 years, the paint that we paint our houses will be solar systems, and blinds that we have will be solar systems. But until that particular point, we do need something. This is a fairly, I think, generous ordinance that allows people to have a lot of options to put rooftop solar panel systems, either active solar panel systems for generation of electricity or passive systems for heating and water and so forth. Basically, what we wanted to do is not extend above the roof line for attractive reasons, for aesthetic reasons. We don't want to extend beyond the side roof lines also for, again, aesthetic reasons as well as some safety reasons. We do allow that it could be on the front of houses, rather than simply on the back of houses. So we're actually certainly fit within the state of North Carolina laws requiring that we not prohibit that. One of the things that is of great concern are ground-mounted systems. Ground-mounted systems probably are the systems that are most objected to by communities. One, they're very unattractive. They generate reflections into neighboring houses. They can actually generate heat in the neighboring houses and so forth. And again, there are a lot of pictures you can Google on to see how unattractive these are. So basically, we are restricting ground-mounted systems with the exception of very small things, so you can have your patio lighting and that sort of thing. The other thing that we did look at is windmills. Windmills are a very interesting thing. It's obviously a very cost-effective way of generating electricity. However, windmills do create a lot of noise. In fact, Rysel Beach has a couple problems right now where people have put relatively small windmills on their houses in Rysel Beach, and again, it makes so much noise that neighboring houses, you can't open your windows at night because it's whirring away and that sort of thing. So we're recommending in this ordinance that no windmills be allowed within the town of Curie Beach, with the exception of possibly little small type of things. But certainly any sort of electrical generating windmills be prohibited. A lot of the wording in here is basically cut and paste from some model ordinances requiring some safety issues, shut-off characteristics, some definitions and that sort of thing. So again, this is what we have brought to you. John had some recommendations at our last meeting, which we incorporated, and so I think what you have before you is our proposal combined with John's recommendations.
Any questions? John, have you got any solar systems out there now?
Yes, sir. We've got several.
And do they all have a external disconnect?
Yes, sir. The ones that we have right now are on solar water heaters. I'm not too familiar with how the electrical systems work. We put that in there because it's part of another ordinance, and I'll have to learn more about that in the near future.
Yeah, the electric code requires that to have a disconnect. So you left off detached garages and small buildings. I don't know if that was on purpose or just was a miss because I was reading through it. Do you have a thought either way? If someone has a small outbuilding, can they put solar panels on top of it?
We have a thought either way. I guess if they have a detached building as long as it's on a roof, we wouldn't want to prohibit it.
That would be 10 feet tall, right? So that gets into the whole low-level issue. I'm okay either way.
That's a good point, actually.
Public hearing, that'll kind of come out. I just thought it was an interesting
point. That's actually a good point because we're trying to prohibit ground-mounted systems because of the problems with ground-mounted systems. But if you have a detached building, that's a relatively low building, and you have a big, solar panel on it, it has the same effect as a ground-mounted system. So that's, that's a good point that would we probably need to be cleaned up.
And you want to have a public hearing on this?
Yes, I think that would be required, obviously, because it is an ordinance, so we'd have to have a public hearing on it.
When do you propose public hearing?
I think it's proposed as part of the April 17th council meeting. When's council meeting?
So 5:30 on April 17th. Is that typically an hour?
It's typically an hour. I'm not sure if this is going to generate a lot of public comment. You might have about 3 or 4 people show up.
Right. Do you think a half an hour?
I can't see less than an hour or something.
Okay. 6 o'clock, Nancy.
I would suggest as part of the regular meeting, 6:30, first thing on the agenda. I have a comment before you decide on your public hearing.
Nancy, could come up here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Before I can advertise this for a public hearing, I have to know where in the ordinance this is going to go. What chapter is this? Chapter 5 building? Is this chapter
19? You've got chapter 19.
But where in chapter 19 is that to be very specific?
And well,
whatever the next one is, right?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to look at the end of it and see what numbers are available. I don't know. I don't have my book in front of me.
Okay, so well, we can settle that without taking our time, right, Nancy?
Yeah.
You can settle that offline?
Yes.
Okay.
We're giving you a regular time at 6:30 then?
Yeah, that's 6:30.
Okay. We'll have a public hearing at 6:30, April 17th.
That
would
be a motion.
I'll
move.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Shoreline Access and Parking Committee. Tony and Rob.
Okay, one of the items is the. Nancy said that Cayman is coastal management as a public beach and coastal waterfront access grant program, and that's good for $300,000. I'd like the council to be okay to start on the application. There's a lot of legwork for me to do. We're going up the entire strand and updating everything in the units, handicap viewing stations, lights, signs, signage, installing ADA platforms where there's none, revamping the six letter entrances. We were originally going to do it with Withers and Ravenel, and we're going to have them come in and reorganize the lots, and that was taken out of the budget from SLAC over 2 years ago. So with this grant, I'd like them to come back in and look at each of the entrances and redesign them so handicapped people would be able to drive in. Right now, most of the lots are 90-degree parking, which when we thought that 90 degrees would work, but really a 45 or a 60 might work a little better in those lots. We might lose some spots, but it would be better for people getting in and out of the lots rather that we have now. And in the letter ones, we were going to look into solar lighting for the steps and the first viewing station there. Adding platforms on Atlantic Avenue on some of those waterways going out has no handicap platforms on it. And they were talking about putting dual dispensing units on the entrances and smoking on the entrances with a sign. Trying to alleviate the smoking on the beach, and people would start to use the butt cans that would be on the entrances, and also a dog dispensing unit with bags and a sign telling the people when the dogs would be on the beach and when they would be off the beach. And then somebody would just take the bags off when they're not allowed on the beach. So, you know, I don't know exactly if it's going to come up to $300,000. I have no idea, but we're itemizing everything. We're going through from one end to the other. I think there's like 26 areas that we're looking at. So when we look at a grant, we can either take stuff away or not, or go for the whole thing, or if we don't have the money, we want to just do a certain portion of it. You know, we can break it all apart when we put the application in. Also, we're looking at buying four more wheelchairs for the fire department for beach access, and that's almost $10,000 there. And we give these beach chairs out to the people when they come for free. You just ask for their license registration, you know, some proof of identity, and they use them. And last year we were running short. You know, they come down for a week, they have a chair a week, and then if we have people come down for the day, we don't have enough of chairs. So if we have this grant, and it's going to be for the beach, so we figure we'll put four new chairs in. So that would be basically what we're going to go after with this grant. This is the first grant that came out almost 5 years, 3 years. 3 years or 4 years, maybe. So I do want to take advantage of this, you know, and see what we come up with. I've already started the paperwork, and it's with Dick Graham now. We're itemizing each entrance with pictures and written what we want to do with, and then it'll be an overall view of everything on the whole application. So they'll have pictures and you know, start and then whatever else that we need that they want. And I have to work with John Batson to see about different areas where we could install ADA platforms and some of these walkways going out.
All right, Chuck, who's going to write the grant?
I guess, yeah. I have no idea.
Are there any matching funds in this grant?
Excuse me?
Are there going to be any matching funds?
Yes, but I'm not sure what it is.
Did you ever find out? Is it a percentage?
It's normally 50%.
50%?
The past has been 25, they changed it. And it was 25, that's the change.
Well, the one we have for the park's not 25.
Nancy, could you come up with funds so we can hear you?
No, I don't know the exact amount, but the one we did for the park was 50.
All the campgrounds have ever done been 25%. Because the state's changed that.
And this is a $300,000 grant, and I know we're tight for money, but that's why I'm breaking it down with individual areas. So we come up, and it's, you know, if it's $300,000 and we don't have the money, but we want to put the wheelchairs in or solar lighting or put ADA platforms in some of them and not in others. Well, it's all going to be separated, so we could.
Right. So I think April 19th is the deadline.
Yes.
We have a meeting on April 17th, correct?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I propose to the council is let Tony work to write the grant. One, we're not going to get $300,000. There's only $1 million available, and there's going to be lots of people asking for it. Make it separable, like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can get it to the council the week before at the 17th meeting, we can tell you which parts to send in.
Hopefully, if everything goes right, hopefully we'll have it by the end of the month. I've been working very hard on that. But
so what I'd like council is to allow SLAP to move forward with the grant writing process with the condition that we'll approve piecemeal at the 17th meeting. That way the work can keep moving forward, but if there's pieces of it that we're concerned don't fit into the budget, we can cut out at that time.
Now, who's going to write the grant? Yeah.
This is budget season. Nancy does not have time to do this.
That's not me. That's the five of you. It's got to discuss that. I can't tell Nancy to do something.
Right. Well, I think that's what we're saying. So, is there someone in your committee that can at least start the writing process, or is it that complex?
We never, actually, every time we wrote a grant, it was outside, right? Then.
So we had somebody else write it?
A couple, but most of them were done by outside.
Yeah. Is this something an engineer would have to write because of having plans and specs and all?
No, it's not really. What you read, what you need is the grant writer.
Yeah, they know all the correct wordage.
He furnishes all the information, right. And the grandfather put it into their line.
Right, they right. Also charge. They don't do it correctly.
Well, it's, you know.
Could that be used as part of the back of the lines?
No. Now, let me be clear on this. You can apply up to $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning to apply for the whole 300, or
don't know.
Do you have a figure?
Don't know.
to be done.
We're still working on it. We don't know what that magic figure is going to be.
I mean, I'm telling you, this 1 year is not going to be $300,000.
Well, I understand that, but I hate to see us lose anything from this grant. You know, if anything, get the four wheelchairs for the summer for, you know what I'm saying, if that's the case.
I think it's very important that the paper says you put it in order that if you not going to get it off, they don't want to go fix something. You've got to be sure you've got the priority to say that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And when do you think you can possibly get it?
I mean, we still have to work out of what areas we can put the platforms in. And if John says that we'll put a platform in, then we'll have to get some kind of an idea of what one platform would be in that location. So there's a lot of running around, meeting with people and stuff. I was out all last week meeting with people and stuff like that.
Well, the concern is even if you do that, somebody's got to be able to write the grant. And who has the expertise?
I
started in the town.
Maybe Chuck could help.
I did one overnight copies on the deal.
I don't know what to say.
Done by the dime or you and
you to dime.
I'd recommend that.
I don't even know how much a grant writer would charge. I would have to ask, say, Howard tomorrow to see. I have no idea what a grant writer charges per hour.
The one that's been working with Harold, although he is now retired. Has been charging the city somewhere between $75 and $90 an hour. A regular grant writer usually charges about $150 an hour.
I mean, we do have some money in our committee. We do have money in our committee budget that is meant for committee business. I don't know how much we have. And when we didn't have 5,000, and then we're going to buy the CO, so
right.
we're less than 5,000, and the 1,000 for the CO, so.
If you're down to about 2,000,
yeah, something like that.
I don't think that we're able to include engineering drawings and things like that, but I don't think we're able to, you know, check to see if that could be part of it.
But do you want me to go ahead with this, or that's your call?
That also could be part of the income time by 25%.
You don't know how much you're asking for, so it's hard for us to tell you, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, the issue is, if you said, I need $1,000 to process this grant, council could act on that. Mm-hmm. We don't know how much you're asking for. I mean, that's the concern, right? And then the budgetary concern is there's some matching amount that
yes.
If we give the grant, we've got to come up with as well.
That's right. I understand that.
Right.
It's up to you. If you just want the grant to go away and not do anything, but it's a shame.
Do we even know how much we paid for any of the grants or the writing we've done in the past so we have an idea of what we're talking about?
I'm trying to remember the fire department had one, I think, earlier this year and some reason about $2,000 or so.
Right. We have contracts back on $1,500 a year she was working for. So
right.
It's different. It wasn't about that.
Yeah, it wasn't about the hours of flat fee.
Why don't you talk to this lady and see if she'd like to do it?
Yeah, ask what she would do to write the grant. Talk to her again, get an estimate, and then let us know off file council. I don't know that we can approve that actually. How do we approve that, Andy, if we decide it's a reasonable cost?
Well, if it's a reasonable cost and you're under a time constraint, you can go ahead and just have a consensus and then take care of it the next meeting.
Okay.
Can you approve to a certain amount?
That's what I was thinking the other way to do it. I don't know what that reasonable that amount is. That's a problem.
You could approve 2,000, not to exceed 2,000 out of the committee budget. Yeah.
Right, because that's about all that's left in the.
I don't want to approve that one. Then that's the issue, right?
Well, they just go by the grant, but not the amount of the grant. In other words, if it's
$1 million
grant,
I understand. But what I'm saying is, it's upon approval. Well, if I was her and knew it was approved for $2,000, yeah, I'll do it for $2,000.
Oh no, I
that's why I'd rather get her put. I mean,
I agree with you.
I mean, I don't mean that because she's probably a really nice lady. I don't even know if I know her or not, but I just don't approve money that way.
No,
you get the quote first.
Also, she's been working with your father for several years now, and she's very familiar with the fire department, and she knows exactly what they're doing. She can do it like that.
But this might be different.
A lot more complicated. Would you like to call her and ask her? That's her name and number.
Well, sure. I'm not going to call her.
Yeah, no. Right. So
she's still on her.
Kind of what I propose is you find out her what she think it would cost to do, and then send an email through Nancy to the council, and we can see if we can do something.
But, okay, we're still going to, what I'm asking for is approval to go ahead with the paperwork of starting it.
As long as you don't spend any money.
On my end.
Yeah, I think.
Because a lot of times you tell me what you want me to do, and I'm only asking you that I can continue doing this. To get your blessing to go ahead with the grant. That's why I'm doing this.
When you do all that work, we don't have the money, we're shutting it down. It's okay. Right.
That's okay. I'm used to that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll try to respond back to you expeditiously. If we're not going to approve paying her, then you don't need to wander around and make all these great plans.
Yeah. Also, the other...
So what is the...
Was that a motion to allow staff to move forward piecemeal with the grant to be presented and approved at the April meeting and get a quote from a grant writer? Or was that a consensus of council?
I can make it a motion. What do we need to do for your record?
Just be entitled.
Make a motion.
Consensus or motion?
I'll make a motion that we allow SLAP to move forward and to get a quote on how much it would be to pay a grant writer to facilitate the grant. And then commit that council will act expeditionally once we have that so that SLAP won't waste their time if it's too much money. That's my motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
That was unanimous?
Yes.
And the other item is to add 6 parking spaces on E Avenue by adding bumpers on the easement. What the problem is now that in the middle of E Avenue, there's a little piece of grass with some plants on it, and people during the season park on the roadway. I'm just trying to alleviate them parking on the roadway and parking on the grass, which is our property, which is on this map, so you can see what this was. You might have a little
Everything
was on the main map in 2000 that showed the parking spaces.
So, I mean, the only thing I asked you this last time we were talking about this, I prefer that we get input from the property owners around that before we do it. I mean, I think we had one property owners come up, we did something, and they didn't feel involved, right? And, you know, people are already parking there. I live on East Street, so I walk right by there, 3 blocks away, but I have to get to the beach, so I'll walk down there and use the crosswalk, right?
I'm just trying to alleviate.
No, yeah. People already parked there, so they know it's a parking space. They parked there. I would like to get input from the property owners before you put bumpers there. I don't really know why we're spending money to do that when people are parking there now.
We have the bumpers. It's not that we're paying. We have the bumpers from the park. It's just putting it as a designated spot because there's some people who go to park there. And they park parallel there instead of head on. The bumper just helps them along.
And they got some grading to do or something there.
I think that's pretty level. I mean, I don't think it would. The only thing Sonny would have to do is put the bumpers there.
Right, and then
Yeah, and then mow around. That's so right now, the town mows without anything in their way. Right. I mean, just my input is I think we should contact the property owners before we do something like that. I think, you know, we get ourselves in trouble when we don't take the time to do that. But that's my input. So that's my motion.
So what happened at the next meeting? Their input. If there's no input from the property owners around this area, then we're going to approve.
Yeah, so what we did in the past when we notified property owners, we send them a letter.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess that's why I'm making a motion. We send a letter to the adjacent property owners in the town to consider. We can put this picture on. That's fine. They'll come and ask if they want
to
know.
Have them come to my slot meeting. The first Tuesday of the month is open to the public. At that area, at that time.
We'll call and ask
them. Yeah. No,
no. They got to get the letters that they want done officially. Yes. It's not letter by phone call.
No. I agree. Yeah. I think that's what we did before when we looked at all the beach access stuff when I was on last time. We just sent letters to the adjacent property. It's four properties. And then at least we told them they could participate. So if they don't have a problem or if they don't answer, then at least we told them. I just feel better about that because it keeps us out of trouble and keeps people a little happier. I'm a lot happier.
So my next meeting is April 3rd. Do you want them to come? Our meeting starts at 5 o'clock. I guess they have to send a notice then.
We can just send a letter stating this is what the town's proposing. If you have any concerns, you can either
that's
email
all.
Us or you can attend staff.
Yeah, and you can just put this in there, Nancy,
yes,
I think. It shows perfectly what you're doing. I mean, it's not like rocket science on this one. Okay.
Was there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. We have a vote.
All in favor? Yeah. By saying aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
Brad, do you mind standing up? Yes,
my name is Brad Warnell. I'm chairman of the Community Marketing Committee. We have a meeting today. And at that meeting, we voted to change our meeting date. For the past many years, we've met the third Tuesday at 11 o'clock here at Town Council, and we have elected to move that to the fourth Tuesday of the month. It more coordinates with Carolina Beach and their meeting, so when we have visitors that come in, our PR firms and our website developers and those kind of people, they can make one trip. The mayor asked that I come and let you know.
Has the committee finalized the trip to the Durham Bulls? Selected a date?
We have not.
Okay, please let us know when you do.
Okay, and I'm not sure, I'm not getting a lot of interest from the committee about going up there.
One or two of us might want to. Okay. Let us know if they select a date.
All right. We'll do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration and finance.
Yes, sir. I'm asking council to approve a contract with VC3 to upgrade and redesign our current town website. Total one-time cost is $16,200. One half of that will be absorbed out of this year's budget. And if you approve this, you'll also be approving an addition of $8,100 payment to the fiscal year 12-13 budget to make the second half. The reason for this, our website is one we've had since 2007. It's a decent website, it's always worked well, but it's in an older language that is very hard to update. You almost have to have a programmer's degree to update. We have one person who's trained enough to update that, but in emergencies or if that person is out, we're pretty much stuck. Upgrading will put us in what's called a content management system. Gives us much more ability to maneuver our data and control our data. We can expand the website without additional cost. We can design our pages. Police Chief is very interested in this because each department can have its own look, if you will, but you can still tell it's part of him. There's a lot of things that we would like to do on the website, a lot more information, but we're very, very restricted. Nancy Hewitt and I interviewed and sat through many webinars. the quote, $16,000, I know it's a lot of money, but compared to some of the other quotes that we received, I feel this is a good deal. It's very simple software. It's long-sustaining software. We shouldn't have to make any major changes to our website for at least the next 5 and possibly 10 years. So if you average the $16,000 out over at least 5 years, then we'll get about $3,000 a year. Ongoing maintenance is an additional $81 to what we're paying now. This company, VC3, is currently hosting the website that we have, and they provide our email services too, so they're not new to us. They'll just be absorbing everything under one umbrella.
$81 a year?
A month.
A month. Okay, so. And where are we going to get that $8,100?
I am very painfully going to absorb half of this because I would like to get started on it. In this year's budget, it's going to be tight, and I'm going to have to give up some things, but I'm willing to do that. The council will agree to putting the other half of it in the next year's budget.
Last year, during our budget session, we talked about this, and so we put the $8,100 in for this budget year to do it, and now it's costing double what we talked about last year.
Wow. I only put four in because at that time I was looking at, who was it, GovOffice.com. And looking into them more, and they have the content management system, but it's also a very restricted system, and they charge for anything additional to that. They have to come in and do it if we want to add pages, when we want to rearrange. We're again, it's pretty much taking the website we have now and changing the banner and putting the gov.office on. It doesn't give us the flexibility that we're looking for. The main thing it will give us is that it's easier to update, and it's web-based. You can update it from anywhere. If you're out of the office, you can still update it. But in terms of any other bells and whistles, there's nothing there. And their quote was 78.
It's on
78.
Yeah, it's on the list. There's a list.
There's a little grid.
So if they could just add on to what Nancy said as emergency manager, the e-alert feature, the fact that you can, if our server goes down, it can be on the web, which is also with most of these companies, means it's backed up on multiple webs so it doesn't go down. It's a very valuable feature. And I know it's a lot of money, but I think it's a great communication tool for the town. Also, whenever you can set up so you automatically get emails, any updates that happen, so any emergency management stuff, if people go on and set up themselves for email, once we go on to the website, Nancy says something's happening for an evacuation or the bridge up or anything, it blasts the emails out automatically and people can sign up for themselves. All those are great features for us, I think. The only thing I didn't like that it was missing was ePay. I wish we'd move towards that somewhere.
Well, we have it. I mean, we have the ability to link, and we're looking at that. I've been talking with the bank.
We've been talking to BB&T and then also with our accounting software.
And most of that is just for a link to the website because it'd be for a third party.
Right. But I mean, all the other features, if you look through what she gave us, it looks like they did a good job analyzing what $16,000 is a significant amount of money, but gives us a lot of tools we don't have.
One of the things important to me, I mean, we do that website now, Nancy does, and then she turns around and cuts and pastes all that into an email that we send out to the 1,000 residents who said they want to know what's going on in town. To me, if we do this, we can eliminate that email, but our residents and property owners, particularly our out-of-state property owners, can go to the website and choose any area that they want updates on. So if they only want to know about emergency, or if they want to know the next parking rec class that's coming up, or if planning a zoning meeting, they can get that specific update, or they can say they want
to get on.
And the system does it for us. It's not a separate.
Now, I think we've talked about Facebook. Will we be able to set up something so if we do put up a new event, there's a dance this weekend at the community center, that can go on Facebook to say, go to our website and, you know, see the information available.
We don't have a separate Facebook account, TDA, because Grant left. The marketing committee, the KTR Visitors Bureau, has a Facebook account for the town that they monitor and maintain. I mean, we could go and set up a separate Facebook account and do that, but that's not done through the website itself.
Because that doesn't cost anything to set up, but it's
no, you can have a commercial account.
You may have to, I'd like you to consider, because the marketing one, I'm not sure is what we really want to use for this. Like if we have a new ordinance, we'd like to be able to maybe send something out on Facebook to say, okay, we've passed
on
an ordinance
Facebook?
About
really?
Solar energy.
You want to get it on Facebook?
You know, please go to our website to see more information.
You want to put the ordinance on our web, on our Facebook
group,
page?
Find out how, no. You know, Pleasure Island has theirs, Carolina
well,
Beach
we can,
has
we can set up a commercial page for Facebook, but, I mean, if you've got the website and you've got the email on the website, I mean, it's additional tasks that we would have to do here to set up Facebook and update the Facebook info.
So the website will automatically send an email out to everybody?
If they sign up?
If they sign up for any sort of thing like
Okay. Nancy's been trialing it with another town who has that.
Oh, it's
neat.
It's
really nice. You get, it comes.
I get a weekly email that tells me about what meetings are coming up the next week, and, you know, it's pretty neat. And we're, you know, I think that it'll be pretty much like that, that they'll work it out for us too. And I will say, I go on the Curie Beach Facebook that marketing does, and I could, if I needed to, I could call TDA or the marketing people, the Visitors Bureau, and I could say, hey, would you mind putting this on? So that's not a big deal. And what I like is that once you get in Facebook, it's like if somebody from here is going to have to update Facebook all the time, that's really time-consuming, you know, to just constantly, because you're going to be updating. Then in that case, not only would I be updating the website, but I'd be updating Facebook, and that's basically the same thing as, you know, what I'm doing now with the website and the email. But, true. I don't know. But on there, they can have an icon for Town of Curie Beach, too.
Second motion to approve the
contract.
So that's the motion that presented the contract of the additional $8,100
in the fiscal year. Yes. Thank you. All right, now, Balanced and New Hanover County Park Bond Referendum Fund, Charlie.
I was actually contacted by their finance department that we still have a balance remaining of bonds that were issued in June 2010. We have a little over $11,561. And I believe they wanted us to use that before the end of this fiscal year. But I got them to kind of stretch it out at least to the end of the calendar year. But what they're looking for from us is a plan. And it doesn't have to be any, it can just be a couple of sentences or whatever, just to let them know what we're actually going to be used for. And as it says in the agenda, I mean, it's kind of specific. It can't be used for operating expenses. It has to be more.
Andy's got a plan to use part of the money now.
So we can't use this money for the BC3?
Why can't we use it for the Ocean Front Park?
But we can.
Okay, there's my plan.
Tennis backboard. I haven't got anything other than that. We've got a plan to spend $300 for the, which I'm going to talk to you about later, but that gets reimbursed once we get a sponsor for the net.
Okay, well, while you're standing, do you want to go over that?
Yeah.
And so, well, I don't know why we're talking about this $11,500 plus $300 of it.
Okay, well, the tennis backboard, that's what, $4,000?
Well, we don't know. But
we don't know yet.
We've got a mason there.
Between $4,000 and $5,000.
And then the rest of it goes towards
Is that a concrete structure, the backboard?
Block.
We're in we're inspecting, we can buy, I didn't bring it with me, but we can buy pre-built ones. But Dean and I are afraid that the hurricane said wouldn't stand up under the hurricane. We're going to investigate with Sunny to make it out of concrete block.
And that problems with Sunny Point?
It's not going to have a roof on it. It's just a wall.
It's a wall. And we might attach it to the fence that's around the soft top, you know, so that would make it even more safe.
And you wanted $300?
I just want permission to spend $300 to buy a practice target net. We've got a sponsor for it already, so once we pay the money, this is no different than the way we walked the other 18 holes from this golf course. The town paid for them, and then the sponsors donated their $300 to pay the town. Put that right back in the budget, in the fund. And we located where we want the practice net, and now we're going to buy it. And when it gets here, the sponsor will give us some money, and we'll be, but we need the town to get with innovations and buy the net.
Do we have to?
I have a question. Can I ask for $500 to go to the beautification committee? It says gardens in there. You need some money.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't. No, I can't.
Yeah.
It'll depend what it's asked to use for, though.
Yeah.
Well, it says garden.
Right, but, you know, once we get into that, then we have to clarify with the county exactly what they'll allow it for. So we had a couple things, I guess, that had been turned down, I guess, when we asked if they could be paid out of the park fund. So again, I need to know specifically what they want to do with it.
And we got to the end of the fiscal year, just a couple $100, I can put it right into you, or it gets approved, they won't.
Yes, well, as long as, again, everyone's in it.
Right, okay.
Or even money from the committee.
And the other thing was the intern has been approved.
Well, I'm here, maybe I can take that. I'm not sure where we stand with the intern, except that you evidently approved him if he was proving to be a good citizen by the investigation that Dennis conducted. And that, I guess, has been returned and it was positive. So do you need to take any further action to hire him? Or do we?
I think we already did that motion.
So
as long as
it's continuing,
I'm just here to give you notice that he has passed his personal inspection, and we're going to bring him on May 15th. You can scratch me off the rest of the agenda.
Sorry. So, Arlen, what do you need from us? You're still up here. Do you get what you need or no?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, I'll put down, I guess we're talking about this backboard potentially, this tennis backboard. I'll leave some generic, like the garden, and any remainder would be used for the oceanfront park.
And the deadline is December 31st or July 1st?
Ideally, it was June 30th of this year. But
June
30th. Because our balance isn't that large, they agreed to let us, you know, carry it over past the end.
Yeah, we have to get that to them in writing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just send an email and
identify
what we just talked about.
Okay. Yeah, that rule, they don't like it.
The consensus was 4,000 towards the tennis backboard, 300 towards the practice target net for the golf course, and $500 for beautification for
right. Right, and the 300 will come back. Well, that will mean you make a motion to spend.
Okay, so 4,500, and then
exactly.
The balance for the parking.
When you get on 300,
so,
did you get that? Yep, I did.
Put it into the
bag.
Yeah, so Arlen, do you need a motion to spend the 300 since you're actually going to spend that before the next council meeting, I assume? Right, Gabby? You want the money?
We didn't get council permission before.
There's a couple committees that are set up different. Primarily, Community Center and Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Are set up more like a traditional department within the town. They have a line item, multiple items in a budget.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
versus the other that's just a lump sum for all the remaining committees.
Okay. Thanks.
Building department.
Down further in the agenda, sir.
Fire department. Police department. Public Works Department. Discussion and consideration of all business. New security community center for Island Women, a recycle seminar, free of charge.
Yeah, we talked about this when that Neil was here last night, and she has asked the community center to select a date in the first or second week of May to have the seminar on recycling, and she would need the community center from about 6:30 a.m. until 10 a.m. Now, she only plans to be in there in a couple of hours, but the seminar starts at 7 o'clock so that people can attend it before they go to work. Now, we may have to work out something with the key to get the key to her the night before, or find somebody who gets up really, really early that morning.
Have they checked with the time for the community center?
That's what the community center wanted to know about. Okay. Yeah, oh, and they had asked for Tuesday or Wednesday, and apparently those days they were in agreement with. They just need to tell Beth Beals which day they have selected. And what we had discussed last time was the town co-sponsoring this so we could put it on our website, put it in our Thursday bulletins, let everybody know that, you know, we support Island Women in doing this, and therefore it's a cooperative thing between the town and the Island Women. We are not paying for anything to put it on, not paying for speakers or refreshments or anything, but would just like to co-sponsor, and that way they do not have to pay the charge for non-profit using the building. I'll leave that up to you guys.
Any discussion?
I suggest maybe we change the community center. I'm sorry, they get the community center policies. Because this is a non-profit, I assume, right?
Yes.
So I assume if we're not going to charge this non-profit, then we need to set up a question to charge any non-profit.
But if the town co-sponsors it because of all the recycling efforts that we're doing, and this is part of our everything else we're doing with recycling, then it's really a town function, not just a non-profit function.
Which part of this, who in the town is going to be responsible, or who's going to oversee it with the town? Who's going to be responsible?
You have to do any more than you would if the town did not oversee it. I mean, I thought it was good publicity for us, plus we don't ever put anything on our website that the town is not involved in, and this way we could help with advertising. But Island Women is more than ready to pay $40. That's a problem.
It's not a problem. You'd be like, this, but you're opening up the Pandora's box. Every time somebody wants to have a meeting and they're a non-profit, they have to come to us and to the fairness, basically what you're going to do in the fairness.
Well, if the next one may be something we would like to, you know, ask a non-profit to come in and do for us.
No, I think if the town co-sponsors it, it's not opening up anything. That's different than the Baptist Church asking to use it for something, because we're not co-sponsoring it. I mean, they asked us to co-sponsor it anyway, right? They want the town involved, and I think, I'm like Emily, I think it's the right thing for us to do, but I don't want to spend any money. Using the community center is a good way to participate without spending any tax dollars, in my opinion. On Wednesday, we know what's going to be there anyway. Or Tuesday, right? So it's not like we're losing revenues. And, you know, Sonny would tell you that recycling would be nice if people would do it, because we pay a lot more. We pay a company to recycle, and then we pay to get rid of trash, and every can that you put in regular trash, the town pays for, because we have to pay for it at the landfill. So
Troy, I mean, well, I mean, since the town was sponsored, are you ready yet?
I can be there if you want me to.
I'd rather be there.
Is this is for event planners, right?
Event planners and rental agencies.
John, is this a good time? Is there any way we can include John on the noise ordinance?
If we could have our noise ordinance completed by then, that would be great to be able to hand out to these folks. And this is a perfect way to get in contact with them.
Do you want to talk about it now, Dr. Sheriff?
No, we have to approve.
Well, that's entirely up to y'all.
Not now, well.
What else has to be done to it that we haven't done?
Y'all think about it.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to co-sponsor the recycling seminar? Free of charge to the island.
Thank you.
Second.
Do we need to make that more detailed?
Community center.
Because sponsor is defined as free use of the community center.
For this one event.
For this one event.
I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, see by saying aye.
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 Number two.
Do you want to ask John, especially if he's going to be here, if we can have the ordinance?
Appropriating draft proposed amendment to Chapter 11 noise ordinance. That's it. Can we just
If you refer to your noise ordinance in your package, any of the changes that were suggested at last month's meeting, and I reviewed them with Andy and Dennis, and I believe they can meet the intent of last meeting's consensus that I will give it from y'all. So.
How many birds do you have disturbing?
Birds?
Yeah. Comes animal or bird, which comes to Freeman Long Continued Noise.
Do y'all have red text on yours?
We do.
Okay. That's the only thing that's changing from the original ordinance.
Yeah. The birds were put in for roosters. We said one councilman had and another councilman didn't like. There was a fist fight involved there.
Well, there came a rooster.
No
worries. So it's not just the man who got this.
Well, yeah, if you see the single strike throughs, that language is taken out and red is included.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Number two, didn't make noise from 11 to 10 a.m. Number 15, didn't make noise from 11 to 7. What can I do from 7 to 10?
Talking about having a band out there, whereas the rest of it is talking about anybody just making a lot of noise, period, at your house or business.
Noises at night near residence on 15.
If you look at number two,
what does it say? It says if you look at any loud or disturbing noise of any frequency.
So I think the point is, do we need to line up the times?
I don't believe so, no.
And so what's the difference if I'm a citizen and I want to complain between 7 and 10? We're setting citizens up for the guy that wants to make noise, he can start at 7. The guy that wants to be quiet is going to try to enforce it to 10 a.m., that 3 hours.
I understand that.
You or the police got to do it.
Number two, it specifically addressed radios and phonographs.
You know, it's just
unit. Amplified systems and bands.
Okay.
Whereas number 15 is talking about anything from a business to somebody being loud out in their front yard for one more.
So you cut grass, but you can't play your trumpet. Okay, that's what he was asking.
Yeah,
you can cut grass, but you can't play your trumpet. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because what's going to happen, you see, either you or the police have got to know the difference between the two, because one of you are going to get caught, right? My son's going to play the drums at 8:30 and my neighbor's not going to like it. Right. But I can cut my grass. Okay?
Okay.
John?
Yes, ma'am.
Just two kind of clerical things on number two. At the end of it, it needs to be P period, M period, and A period, M period, a period after P and the M, and a period after the A, and there needs to be
some
space between the 10 and the A. And down there at the bottom in number 8, there needs to...
That's original ordinance now. Okay.
Yeah, but where it says 9, you need to indicate, is that 9 p.m. or 9 a.m.?
Okay.
So can we approve this at a meeting, or do we have to have a public hearing with town attorney?
No, you can approve it.
Do we think this is going to address the issues that we're working on? Right, so this is to help with the wedding house and all that sort of thing.
That's the report. Wedding house is a problem.
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking. Is this going to give you and the police...
We believe so, yeah, for Dennis on board.
That's what he told me, but I was just making sure. Okay.
Get this with the event planners, it would be fantastic if you could get part of that meeting or something.
Okay.
You get both of them, but anyway, you'll have a motion to accept the draft proposed amendment to Chapter 11 of the noise ordinance.
A motion to approve with the mentioned punctuation changes for AM and PM.
Second.
Favor,
signal by saying aye. Aye. Okay.
There you go, John.
Next. All right, the event ordinance, special event ordinance. At your last meeting, I got a strong sense that council did not want this ordinance to apply to private properties. So, pretty much, I went through this ordinance and I took everything out that had to do with private properties. So this is an event ordinance that would apply to any event within town that is held on any public property owner.
The portal of toilets, when we put them at down at the oceanfront park, is this going to interfere with this? And it's just the town's doing it. You know, we put portable toilets down there and left them for 3 weeks.
Well, we shouldn't have to order before such a
summer. No, we wouldn't have it until August here. So, are we going to put them back down there this year? And is this going to affect that?
I won't think so because we're not having an event.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve, or do we have any discussion?
Questions up here at the beginning. Minimal use of public property and intermittent traffic control. I don't know what intermittent and minimal means.
Where are you
at? At the very beginning, do you have a definition for that?
What's a permanent application be?
It's minimal use, like a wedding party of less than 6 people, or less than 25, or what is the
question? I don't have much problem with that.
Or a permit application fee.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't supposed to be included.
That's just the form.
That is an application that I started creating, and I haven't fine-tuned yet. I debated about making it part of the ordinance, plus it is not part. I do not want it to be part of the ordinance.
Okay. Well, if you go back to address it, those words need to be defined. I think 150 is pretty high for like a...
See, those are already established fees.
Oh, they are?
Yes, ma'am.
We already have those.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we doing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Not the ordinance. It's just one of our
fees. But I mean, you're actually collecting the fee fees if somebody has a four-member wedding, they're paying.
For a wedding, why not? No, ma'am. So anything like the triathlon or any use of public property, we are, yes.
Okay, so I guess again, I'm asking, what does minimal mean?
Somebody using the oceanfront park to host a retirement party, something like that. There is clearly defined under the schedule of fees what minimal, a low impact, high impact would be. For instance, I'm thinking right now, high impact is when you have road closures, and I believe that fee is $350 to
$500. And down here where it says surfing events, those competitions have to be presented to the town. And maybe I'm missing something in here because I've only skimmed through it, but no other events have to be approved by the town, such as the triathlon?
No, ma'am. Certain things would require town council approval. Otherwise, everything will go through me. Any closures of roads would have to go through town council. For-profit vendors would have to go through town council. Any consumption of alcoholic beverages will have to go through town council.
Would you need to add that down there at the bottom and not just certain events?
Are
you still on the application?
I'm on general information and stipulations.
Do you look for a request approval now, or do we need this?
That's up to y'all. We know we need this.
Correct.
And we can edit it at any time, but we do need this as it is now.
Does this require a public hearing?
No, sir.
Make a motion to approve the
draft ordinance amendment.
The draft ordinance amendment. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed? All right. Hey, parking. You get to do two. Right, so I'm up, right? So if you look in your packet and for the audience, so we had a meeting with the other two beaches and one of the topics on the agenda that I requested be added with paid parking. So we had a good discussion with the Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach on paid parking and kind of the issues they've had. And then we requested and Nancy got for us the ordinances associated with paid parking at Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach. So the Wrightsville Beach, that is 29 pages double-sided. Their first amendment was in 1993 and they've had, if I counted correctly, and I'm not sure I did, 34 amendments. 1999 was a big year for parking. About 20 of them were in 1999. Then in 02, 06, 09 again, and then 10, and then this past year, which is not included, this they amended. And these were not just price changes. All these amendments were issues in the town that they were responding to because paid parking was moving parking around. So that's Wrightsville Beach. Carolina Beach, similar issue. They started much later. Theirs is only up to 10 pages right now. But I think they just changed it again this time. And one of the interesting things that was not put in the paper but was said at our beach meeting, and I won't say which town said it, was you are constantly, how did they say it exactly? You're constantly reacting to the enemy. That was kind of the view of one of the two councils. I was pretty surprised that I got in a paper for paid parking, but that didn't get in there. But anyway, so at the last council meeting, I didn't re-include the packet, but I looked at what I thought the town could realistically make based on the linear information. And it ranged What I had at the last meeting was $53,000. I believe the actual range is between $30,000 and $60,000 of revenues for the town. So that's the revenue side. So you heard a person talk earlier tonight. You've all, I hope, got the emails that I've got since they came to the town. There's been a lot of conversations. I'm kind of looking where council wants me to go. So the money thing, I think we can realistically say between $30,000 and $60,000. And what really drives that is two factors. One is your assumptions around what we're going to charge for if we have, which I assume we would, and what we would charge for residents having a parking pass, and then how much you think that will offset people actually staying based off the Lanier estimate, right? So that's why I give a range versus saying I think it's this. I'm assuming that if we were to move forward, we would have some type of residential permit. If we did, that impacts the revenues, and so that's why that number is. The other thing that drives the range is your estimate of how long the equipment will last on the beachfront. Lanier said 7 years. When we talked with Carolina and Riceville Beach, they said 5 to 7 years. If you use 5 years versus 7 years, it drops off because of the capital reinvestment rate. So if you remember from the Lanier presentation, it was about $267,000 for the equipment. If you do that on saying you're going to have to recoup that money to replace this equipment either 5 or 7 years, that drives how much you make, because you just got to put more aside to recover it at a faster time frame. So that's the money side. The other side is this 27 pages and 10 or 12 pages of ordinances. Council, I just am looking for council, where you want me to go next. I feel comfortable with money. I have no confidence on what it will do in the town. My sense is, and maybe it's the right thing to do is ask a public hearing about it, but my sense from all the feedback I'm getting is pretty negative, right? I've had two people tell me that they were in favor of it. And then I ask them, well, how much money is it before you're really in favor of it, right? And no one can answer that. That's really the issue, right? Is the council's got to decide how much money it makes it worthwhile, because I think it's a pretty big change to the town. I definitely know that anyone on 3rd Street will be unhappy, and we're going to be fighting parking in those areas. Definitely E and I Avenue, since those have this issue that Tony talked about earlier, those medians will get filled up if it's paid parking in those places. And I think the creep of where people go, we're going to do this where we have 10 pages of parking ordinances if we get into it. Yeah, I mean, that's my sense of it. So I'm kind of looking for council guidance on where you want me to go next. And so is SLAP, for that matter. Is that fairly put, Tony? Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
We'll do whatever you want us to do.
Yeah.
In your 30 to 60,000, did that include taking out some money for camera?
No, that was a good point. Thank you, Chuck. So also you saw the note from CAMA that basically said that in the beach access areas, that money's got to be used for them. At least that's their position. Now, Carolina Beach got CAMA grants after they did what they did, and I think they meandered around it. I don't know if CAMA will watch closer or not, so I think that's another factor as well.
How many meters are you talking about?
443 spaces would be paid spaces.
Okay.
That's what Lanier did.
What about initial costs for we call them meter maids?
That's part of it. That's in. So Lanier Parking, their estimate, I may not get the exact numbers, but let me try to get them. I should have them right in front of me, but I don't. They expected the ongoing operational cost for the 443 meters for the season in Curie Beach to be about $257,000. Their operation cost was $129,000 or $132,000. That said, that was their initial push. Okay, Curie Beach will get $126,000.
Yeah, we did.
Well, but they didn't count the capital reinvestment to put in the equipment or any of the other issues. That's why I derated all that. So in their presentation to council, they only showed this is how much revenues you'll generate, this is how much we're going to cost you, and this big number is how much you're going to get, Curie Beach. But they neglected is not the right word. They kind of overbrush it to the side. They did mention it. The capital cost of the equipment, because the equipment's purchased by the town and owned by the town.
Are you talking about, you have the 8 meters where the cashless you can do by credit card?
Yes, sir. Yep, exactly what Caroline Beach is. And so you can also do it with your iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, your credit card. They would take cash. It'd be all that. Okay. But 443 meters is what they talked about.
So the meter maid would also be able to cite.
Exactly right. And in fact, the revenues include, they don't want to tell you because it's proprietary, but I did some estimates, and it's between 20 and 40% fines is their estimate. Oh, that's how they got their revenues, right? You know, they, her and I never really close for other reasons, which I won't go into. But looking at how they did it, if you just did the $1.25 an hour, which is the fee they were using for 443 meters, for the season, and made some estimates on the occupancy rates that at least I see, you don't get the money. So that's why I say between 20 and 40% of their estimate, in my opinion, is on fines. Does that make sense? That answer the question?
Yeah. Now, I know certain cities and towns put limitations. Some people could put in, if they know they're going to be there for 3 hours, you can put in 3 hours, but a lot of them have where you can only do it for an hour.
Yeah, yeah. Carolina Beach has
out there do it.
Carolina Beach has 2 hour meters too.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that deep in their estimate. So what they estimated that on, there's like I said, 24% fine. So I'm not sure how they're getting the fine, but. Yeah. So I'm looking for council guidance.
Sure. I put out a request to the joint meeting to check with their people. All their committee members, and it came in average for 6 members to be like 4-2 against, and in some cases even more than that. So it's definitely, as far as the citizens are concerned, it was very much against the pay card.
This is one time when I really feel like I need to listen to people who live here, and everyone I have talked to has been opposed to it. I think several months ago I had one that might have been afraid. So I have to listen to people.
Well, the ones I found that worked for it, there was the eliminate day trip. That was that was the only reason. So I didn't think that was a great reason.
And I've talked to several people outside of the island who have said, well, if I have to pay for parking in Curie Beach, where I travel much further to get there because it's a much nicer place to be, but if I'm going to have to pay for parking, I might as well just go to Blakesville Beach. Or if I'm coming on the island, I'll just stop at Carolina Beach. And we could lose not just day trippers, but just tourists in general.
I think we need to have a public hearing. That's it. After that, we can make our decision from there. Yeah, that's all. So yes, and continue talking about it.
Good idea.
Would you like to make a motion? I'd like to make a motion that we have a public hearing on input from the citizens on paper parking. Did you hear?
Yes. Oh, the only thing is, I do need a date. I believe.
Yeah, that's the next council meeting. Yeah. How about 5:30? The next council meeting.
Yeah.
If everybody is under the consensus, I need to have people come in here and they're going to not want it. I mean, that's the consensus everybody is having now. So opening it up to the public for the people if they don't want it. I mean, I'm for it. I mean,
I'm for it too, but I mean, I've only seen 2 letters against it come to me, and then I've had people talk to me that were.
Well, there's a lot of different, people that live here are afraid that it's going to cost them money. They didn't know about paying for a permit. And none of these things that we could tell them, there's a figure to it, because we're still at the beginning stages of this. We can't say, well, a parking permit is going to cost you $25 for a car. We don't know that. You know, we don't know anything, really. It's whether you want parking or not. It's mainly for people that are coming in. They're going to use our facilities. It'll help us pay our taxes. That's the only thing I can say. Is it going to be trouble for people in the town of Curie Beach? absolute. There's gonna, you're gonna be tweaking it, like Dave said. You know, that's gonna be the standard. As soon as you put paid parking, people are gonna find sections where, oh, I could park here, I could park by the pump house. You know, and it'll put a burden on our police and whatever. And so you tweak it all and...
Well, I think that was the interesting thing that Riceboy and Carolina Beach said, is you don't, not until you tweak it, you're gonna keep tweaking.
Absolutely correct.
I think it's a slippery slope to go on, and coming from the Northeast, I've been to beaches in New Jersey where residents have resident parking passes and resident beach passes. Visitors pay not only for parking, which is how they started, but then they get charged once they're on the boardwalk to get onto the beach. You have to buy a daily beach pass. You can buy a season beach pass for several hundred dollars. You can buy a daily, you know, daily beach pass. $15, you know, it's a slippery slope. Once you start on this,
are they in the United States?
Yeah, they pay to go on a beach. And
in this state, the beach belongs to the people of North Carolina.
Absolutely wow. Correct. But in New Jersey, evidently, that state is a little different.
David, also, if I remember correctly, the company, when they counted people in the parking spaces and all, they did not differentiate between people who live here in the district,
yeah,
so
no,
they didn't
no,
have
no.
a percentage
yeah, no, no.
of who was actually parking here.
Well, that's why I gave a range, because I didn't estimate. But I think Steve's dead on. I mean, you know, I think we advertise a public hearing, and, you know, I second the motion. I want to add the date, which is the next 5:30, the next council meeting night, or whatever.
April 17th.
April 17th.
Yeah, then we can put it to rest. I have a second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
What?
Okay. Now that you've passed it, may I make a comment?
Yes.
I need some information to advertise. What exactly does this mean to the citizens?
Okay.
I need to tell them something as to how this is going to happen.
Public input regarding public paid parking in the town of Tree Beach.
And what
does that mean?
Parking meters.
So what kind of information do you need?
The town
is going to
be marking out 443 spaces throughout the town?
No, because in some areas it's going to be a kiosk. That hasn't even come up before.
But you've got to identify these parking places.
Yeah, no,
we don't. So,
not with a meter.
We want to know if they want to have parking.
That's paid parking, though, we have to keep it as simple as that. They want paid parking in the town.
So I think, but I think your point is at this public meeting, I think what if at the council's leisure, I present the information that I have, and then people can ask questions and give us a sense of where they are.
Well, you have a.
The same financial stuff you guys saw, basically, and then the ordinances.
Are you going to make a recommendation on how much?
I'll say how much I think, how much revenues I think will. I can list concerns, maybe, but. So, I mean, so if council, I'm missing what else you need, maybe. So what do you think you need, and what are you advertising? The council is looking for public input on the concept of paid parking in the town of Tree Beach. Okay. I mean, is that okay or not? You seem like that doesn't feel right.
That's fine.
Okay. And Dave, be sure you explain that any passes we might have, it is per car.
Yeah.
It's not like Tree Beach Village. Hangs a little thing on there, you can change from car to car. Because a lot of people may not know that it means every car.
Well, that's more what I'm talking about. How is it going to impact? How can
that's
you come and say about paid parking
to.
If you don't know what the town intends to do?
That's why they.
Well, that's because we don't know what we intend to do either.
Yeah, until we get public input on that.
Yeah.
We intend to stop working on if they don't want us to do it, or if they want us to do it, I'll work more. But I don't want to keep working when I don't know what the town wants.
Okay. Recognition of Charlie Allo's service to the town. Approve the purchase and hanging of a plaque in the lobby of Town Hall as requested by Mr. Allo in lieu of personal recognition plaque to read. Thank you to all the volunteers who so faithfully given their time, knowledge, and resources and efforts to make our home Jury Beach a better place to live.
I think that was the next one I did. However, I still think it needs some recognition. I think that's my idea of having that.
Well, he doesn't want it. I mean, I respect that. Hilda came from him, and so will all of us. So I make a motion that we make a plaque and hang it.
In town hall.
In town hall, as requested.
As requested.
Honor Mr. Ellis.
Okay, I'm saying it. Yes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. You want this to be in honor of Charlie Allen?
The not to say on the plaque. Yeah.
Okay.
Not
just in the minutes.
As he requested.
Just in the minutes. Yeah. Okay.
As he requested.
Yeah. Approved $1,000 contribution to Port Smart Way Commission.
Guest number five. And then County Women's Commission.
Yeah.
Did you add that as five?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
old business, the County Women's Commission is number five.
Yes.
I'm Mark Lewis. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Some information. For the last 5 years, New Hanover County Women's Commission has been extremely disorganized. There's even been some question about how funds were appropriated, so the county stopped funding the organization, and then they finally suspended the organization entirely, so it's not even a county organization anymore. But the city of Wilmington agreed to take them on and provide meeting space if they provided an annual report every year as to what they were doing and how money was being spent, but that never happened. They've never turned in a report. They have not been very accountable at all or forthcoming on any information. And I would suggest that we not get involved with this organization at this time.
Who's in charge of the organization?
I could not find that. Everybody I talked to, I used to be on, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. You talk to somebody else. Penny, the clerk with the city of Wilmington, probably knew more about it, but she is not really a member or has anything to do with it. So they're just very disorganized right now.
We'll skip it.
Can we make a motion? So that the next
I make a motion to... that we...
Make a motion.
Jury Beach does not fund, recognize, or deal with the New Hanover County Women's Commission.
At this time.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Approve $1,000 contribution. Port Waterway and Beach Commission. Jim needs a check.
We already did that.
Jim needs a check for $1,000 for the Port Waterway and Beach Association.
You know, is this like our standing, paying our dues or something? What is it?
It's standing dues.
Is it just me? Okay. Is it already budgeted, Arlen?
No, it's not. That's what we're just talking about right now.
Oh, where it comes from, or should we do it?
Well, it will be next year, and we got to find the 24 this year.
Right. I think that's right.
There's an amount that was moved for the inlet dredging.
Right.
Never actually got spent. Never been asked to. What's that?
It's going to get spent.
Thank you.
Right, but it will be in this fiscal year. I mean, that kind of becomes the question, I guess.
We have to fix that in... June 30th, one way or the other, right?
Right.
So we still have, we could just take it out of the contingency, or you got somewhere else you want to take that?
No, I mean, you could take it out of the contingency. I mean, at this point, I would potentially take it out of that. We've moved the money for the inlet dredging. I would just take it from that right now.
It's been moved from contingency into the commissioners.
Okay.
Right, because taking money out of the contingency requires a resolution. I mean, there's a little bit of a process to move money out of it.
Well, but if they come to you for $15,000 next week and we've already given them $1,000 on it, what are you going
to
do?
I have to wait.
Then I'll do a budget amendment. I'll take care of it that way.
Okay. I'm okay with doing however our own rules too. Make a motion. We do it. We pay this $1,000 to do this as advised.
give $200.
Yeah. You take that out of our payroll. Take it out of our payroll. So I make a motion.
Can you dredging?
272. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Anything else to come towards council?
I make a motion.
I say.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Yes, Tony. Okay, no reason to meet you. I know you, but it's not me, yeah.
What's the
comic run? Which is flat.
Well, it's been flat.
But most of the people help you with that. It is your people, other than a few that come over. I thought Council would have made a good point.
Some good, some bad.
Some of these days.
Oh, no.
It is.